20th century, not that long ago, Australia was actually one of the toughest countries in the world in banning books. And now there's a good chance you've read a book that was actually once banned all those years ago. And so it does bring up the question, was this censorship actually really necessary? Well, joining us this morning is Professor Nicole Moore, Australian Literature Research from the University of New South Wales, speaking with The Daily on Australia's history of censored literature. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. Nice and toasty room. It's a bit cold out there, so very toasty in here.
That's very good.
So there's hundreds of books that were once banned in the past, including a book by Bret Ellis, American Psycho. I think we all know this book. Why exactly were these books, which don't really seem that extraordinary, what made them censored?
Well, yes, that's a very big question, Nathaniel. So we're talking right across the 20th century, pretty much, although there was some weakening of the emphasis on books by the 1970s, of course. But during the 20th century, you know, we were living in really what was substantially a print culture, and books were seen as, in many ways, the most important form of permanent communication that our culture had, of course. So there was a lot of concentration of Australian government on making sure that the Australian reading population was protected from what they saw as some of the dangers of the outside world. So it's a kind of mentality that in some ways is quite hard to conceive of now, a sense in which they really wanted to corral Australia off, particularly not just from its kind of immediate Asian Pacific, but really importantly and interestingly from Britain. So even though we're, of course, a colony of Britain, by the beginning of the 20th century, there was a sense that Australia wanted to distinguish itself as a new nation. And one of the ways they thought to do that was by refusing some of the books published in the UK, published in Europe, which they saw as dangerous or corrupting for Australian readership.
Mm. Well, what made these attitudes start to change?
Attitudes changed gradually and sometimes only with a lot of protest. So through the 1960s, you might have heard that expression that the 60s came late to Australia. And really, one of the ways in which the 60s came late to Australia was in the resistance of censorship forces to attempts to break down the barriers and bring in material from the states in particular, but internationally broadly. So through the late 1960s, there was huge protest against the kinds of censorship that were happening in Australia. Big court cases, adventurous publishers, adventurous student publications, film festivals or other kinds of material circulating in underground magazines, that kind of stuff. So lots of active resistance to the strict moral censorship that had been sustained since the beginning of the 20th century. And that eventually saw very high-profile court cases, so where adventurous publishers would be sued by state legislation, the Portnoy's complaints trials are the most famous of those, until we had Don Chipp, who was an more adventurous customs minister, who began dismantling the customs legislation, which had the most control over censorship, and then finally the Whitlam government, which removed effectively literary censorship completely, brought the list of books that were banned yet still literary or had some, you know, claim to merit to zero finally.
Mm. Well, here in Australia, we are still banning things. There's been quite a lot of high-profile video games that are banned that are available elsewhere in the world. Are we still seeing censorship with books here in Australia?
Well, publications are still definitely subject to the Australian classification regime, which is undertaken by the Australian Classification Board, and that's the Film and Literature Board. So literature is definitely underneath that category. And there are numbers of publications that are what's called, have been refused classification, which is the kind of euphemistic way of describing what it means to be banned. There are about 60 in Category 1 and 5 in Category 2. Category 2 means you can still get them, but it's quite difficult. Category 1 means they're restricted. Category 2 means they're less restricted, and refused altogether is the key category for, means banned. So these days you can find out what's banned by Googling the classification Board's website that's just called Australian Classification, and there's a database where you can just, if you put in refused classification, any member of the public can find out now what books remain on the banned list, which is a great transformation from when we were talking in the 1960s and 1970s, 1950s in particular, where there was a really strong government push that the banned lists be kept secret. So we are in a different era in that regard.
Well, when we talk about books, we often think about them in the paper sense. But obviously, there's the big rise of e-books and, spoken books, and they're available on the internet. How exactly do censorship laws deal with those? It's not exactly you can just stop the physical creation of it when you can just download it from the internet.
Yeah, it's a very difficult and thorny issue for governments worldwide. And you can see it's a transformation of our sense that we could have a corralled nation or a quarantined culture. It's really, that's really an idea that is hard to conceive of now, since it's really hard to think of ours as Australians as a reading public or a viewing public that's different in any way from other reading publics that are near neighbours or that are elsewhere in the world because of the spread of the internet. But at the same time, there are some critical internet publications that have been prosecuted in Australia, particularly around jihadist themes or jihadist advocacy of terrorist violence. So there are a number of authors of what can be called online books have been prosecuted in Australia for producing those as publications. That certainly happened. And there's ongoing debate, as your listeners will know, in federal circles about exactly how to manage the Australian internet feed effectively, how to keep government control. And there are various ways in which governments try and do that, of course, through registration and so on.
Well, we are seeing, governments banning websites, in the wake of the Christchurch shooting. New Zealand banned, I believe, 4chan and 8chan. It'll be interesting to see where the censorship goes from here. Professor Moore, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thanks, Professor Nicole Moore, Australian literature researcher from the University of New South Wales, talking to us here on The Daily about banned books in Australia and what exactly literary censorship tells us.